Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Raymond holds it. Larkin's got Kane now in that spot near the net. There's a shot. Score! Sider. The Red Wings have put up seven on the Sabres at 7-3. With 5:29 to go in the third.
More enjoyable conversation, the Sabres right now or the Players' Championship? Where do you think we should lean here with Brian Koziol, host of Tee to Green on Saturday mornings on WGR, and also almost always our post-game host. Brian, would you have gone into broadcasting if you knew this would be the Sabres post-game life? Would you have, I mean, you're also a teacher, at least, so you have that.
I probably would not have signed up for 14 consecutive seasons of broadcasting meaningless games in the second half of the year, I guess, if I knew it was going to be laid out to me that way. Every year I get sucked back in with some sort of reason of like, oh, well, they changed coaches, so maybe that. Or, if you know what, they got the number one pick again, or they changed GMs, or, you know, I guess this year was, oh, look, they got a new scoreboard. That'll keep me entertained for a while. Like, I don't know.
They got Lindy.
Right.
And they got Lindy. That's right. That was supposed to be the change. And in some ways, he improved upon what they didn't do well last year. They were terrible at starting games last year, and now they're one of the best first-period teams, and I guess they were terrible at home. He says, we're going to improve our home record. Well, they improved that too. But the problem is the other things that they were actually somewhat decent at last season, that all went by the wayside. They're bad on the road. They finish games terribly. They blow leads. And their goaltender last year that maybe we thought might be a number one goalie now looks very below average. So I guess you can't have it all at the same time with this franchise.
Right. You mentioned the scoreboard. Did you happen to see, I mean, you know, it's hard to stay creative and funny when it's been this bad for this long, but I saw like screenshots of Skinner watching his video and someone captioned first player in NHL history to watch his tribute video on a scoreboard he was traded for.
I did see that. That was hilarious. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, he gave the big Skinner grin like always. Yep. But yeah, that was a perfect caption for that picture for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, things, you know, last night obviously got off the rails. I mean, they scored late to, you know, in the second, to, you know, okay, going in the third period, and then just the wheels came flying off. The one thing I think you could maybe take away from the game is they seem to have gotten the memo about defending one another, at least mostly. I still got big problems with Matias Samuelsson sort of just waiting around like, dude, people are mad at you about this thing. Just grab a little guy and start hammering away, and we'll love you again. But they were pretty eager, I think, to defend themselves a number of times last night.
I would agree. I mean, the Bryson hit definitely was a questionable one, and Tuck ran right over and got into a fight with that. I mean, ultimately, I would probably say the biggest responses were from probably two guys that we might even want them to shy away from, like, dropping the gloves, and that was Tuck and then later Thompson.
Yeah.
When Norris kind of got shoved to the ice. But, you know, I guess you can't fault those two for doing it, and we always are calling them out for not sticking up for each other. So Thompson and Tuck led the way. Benson's in there taking on, like, three guys. And that scrum when Norris got pushed down and Thompson kind of got it started, Benson was in there.
Yeah.
But that's the one that I also noticed Samuelson, too.
Yeah, right?
Where he's, like, just kind of, like, drifting there. And
right.
He kind of, like, I guess puts, like, an arm on the shoulder of Kane. And I'm like, look, you're not – catcher Kane's not going to fight you. But, I mean, try to at least, like – you know, pull on the jersey a little of somebody right here just to make it look like you're at least invested in it.
Want to see that. Go back and watch it. Benson goes around the pile to get to where Thompson is. Because Thompson, you can see it right away. Like, Thompson is eager. He drops the gloves, but he loses his balance right away, and he's in a bad place. He's on his back with a guy on top of him. And Benson is, like, eager to get, like, he's heady. He knows, like, that's the guy I got to go save or at least help. And, yeah, Samuelson's just watching it all, like, oh, is anyone going to – I mean, just dude, I'm done. Like, I really – I don't like to overreact to that stuff, but that's a couple of times this year, and especially with what happened, you know, whenever that the first Thompson thing was against Jersey, to have that again last night and just, like, the light's never going to go on. That's just not acceptable at all. Like, I don't need you to be beating people up all the time, but – jeez, show up.
Exactly,
you're
6'3",
220. Like, do something.
Right. You're not going to get hurt. And, you, like you said, you don't have to necessarily start just flailing away at people to get the respect that maybe we're all looking for here. But just look like you are engaged in that situation and aware of that situation that, look, I'm bigger than anybody else on the ice here. And Detroit's got a lot of guys that aren't going to do any damage to me. At least get in there and you know, pull on a jersey, hug somebody hard, like push them down, like something. And after that, you know, Thompson had a high hit against New Jersey when everybody said this will never happen again. Darlene said, and Samuelson even himself owned up to saying that that was bad. I can't believe that a guy that wears a letter that size.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I know the NHL is still not what it was years ago, but
sure.
Still, there has to be some sort of feeling that, like, you are just there for each other in some sense. I don't care what sport this is, and he just doesn't seem like he wants to buy into that. I don't know if because he's had injury history, if he's very, very gung-shy about doing any of that, or if it's just not in his makeup, but it's not a very good look, again, for the biggest guy on the ice that wears a letter to me to just seem like he would almost rather do anything other than get involved. He tries, it looks like, in some sense, just to avoid that at all costs.
No argument from me. To the golf. So, big sort of packed leaderboard. 6-under, 5-under, 4-under. I've got 10, 11 guys there. Scheffler at 3. What stands out, if anything, here, Brian? Is it that the scores are this low or no?
Yeah, I think that there's some impressive scores there. There's a lot of players, as you said, all bunched up here together. There's a little bit of a, I guess, a flashback of maybe like a decade ago with the two guys at the top with Vigegas and Glover. I mean, these are guys that have been, you know, working hard just to stay on the PGA Tour. Vigegas himself had so many off the course issues with injuries and issues with his babies not even, you know, not doing well on life support and all that sort of thing. So I mean, like, he's had a whole life off the course that he's been dealing with. And Glover, who of course is a former U.S. Open champion, he won at Bethpage, has been a good player, but he's a guy that if he disappeared for, you know, 5 months in a row and then came back, like, that's, it wouldn't be surprising. That's just kind of, I think, where those two are at their career. But McIlroy, to me, still is always interesting to talk about, always interesting to watch. He just made 4 birdies in a row here just before he came up and parred his last hole. So he's right in the mix. Batia is a young player that I think is pretty likable, a lefty guy that I thought was in the mix quite a bit last year. So, and this stage at this course is one that I think makes this tournament great, because even if you're just a casual fan of golf, you at least likely know how this course finishes with the wild par 5 on 16, the famous island on 17, and then the extremely tough 18th hole where you're driving it around a pond that wraps all the way around. So it's a good finish. I think when you know the course, it makes for even better drama. And the course looks just, you know, perfect on TV too, which I think is great. But yeah, Scheffler's right in it. McIlroy's right in it. I mean, those are probably two of the biggest names that people would want to watch as much as possible.
Yeah, the course has so much to do with it here. I mean, obviously the field. I mean, it's long been talked about as the unofficial fifth major. Isn't that right?
Yep.
So I totally get that now. I don't think before I got really active playing myself and watching golf almost every weekend, regardless of whether it's, you know, the Mexico Open or whether it's the Players' Championship, I'm watching the golf on Saturday and Sunday at some point or another, because that switch has been flipped for me. This now, I feel, it feels bigger than Arnold Palmer's thing even last week, which was bigger than any of the other stuff, you know, the whatever, the Valero and all that. So I kind of get, I guess, for the first time, the fifth major idea, because this feels big.
Yeah, this is the PGA Tour's biggest event. I know sometimes people forget, like, the PGA Tour itself, like, they don't run the Masters, they don't run the U.S. Open, the PGA, I know the letters PGA makes it confusing, the PGA Championship's not even run by the PGA Tour, that's the PGA of America, those are all the golf pros across the country that run that event. So this is their biggest stage, this is their biggest purse of the season, and it's their strongest field that you'd get on any PGA Tour event. So, yeah, I think that's what makes it extra special at this course, that every year they seem to make the stage have a grander feel, the stadium kind of feel around some of these holes here at the end with how they built up some of the grandstands and things like that. So I think it's really, really good theater. Even the fact that you've got some storylines coming in, like, no one has ever three-peated in a row at this event, so Scheffler's got a chance to do that. This, of course, last year was where Scheffler was, like, in the midst of starting his dominating run. He had already won twice coming in, including at the Arnold Palmer, and then he won here, and then he went on to win at the Masters. So he was really, really going. You know, officially this year, you'd say maybe Scheffler's down, even though he's had a couple of top fives already, because he hasn't won in 2025. I know he hasn't played a ton of events, but out of the handful that he does, he still hasn't won yet. So probably for his standard, maybe he's off to a slow start, I guess you'd say, for his season.
All that winning, and then it was only that traffic incident at the PGA Championship that upended his momentum, if you will. Brian, thanks. Might want to check in with you tomorrow if you have a few minutes.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. We'll set it up.
Okay. Brian Koziol on the West Hur Hotline, PGA Players Championship, I should say, Sawgrass ongoing. One guy just made a triple on the island green, which is not an island. I live on an island. You can't get off the island without that bridge. Without swimming. This, I believe, would be a peninsula or something where you don't have to take a bridge.
Maybe they should replace that strip of land that leads to the green with a bridge.
With a bridge.
Then it would truly
then
be
you
an
have
island.
It. That's right. Then you would have it. That's right. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, back after this. This is WGR.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.